Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Dano just threw something at me, and I said, I'll let you know after the break here, because we're going to break. And it's, do you think a quarterback can actually benefit from sitting and learning a little bit? And I don't think there's any question that that's a thing it's a real deal. And everybody always says, well, you benefit more by playing. Yes, you do.
Yep.
Except for this. If you play before you're ready to play, in other words, you just have some learning to do, whether it's about football, whether it's about the NFL, whether it's about yourself. If you're put out on the football field before you're quite ready, it can ruin you. And I know everybody calls our show, well, should have been out there all season long. Should he?
Yeah. Should he?
I don't know that.
Because I don't know either. Because I'm know not that in either. There.
And here's the You know, I love looking at tape of quarterbacks because, unfortunately, we've had to look at quarterbacks. And I saw Josh Allen, and I thought, this dude is going to be an absolute beast. He's going to be a beast. There's another guy I catch grief for, liking. And when I saw him, I thought, if you bring this guy in and coach him up and give him some time, he might really be something. And it was DeShone Kizer.
Yeah.
And they threw DeShone out there right away when his college coach said he needed another year in school. And he was only like 20 years old. And the Browns threw him out there as starter from day one. And I'm convinced he had no chance. And they ruined him. Now, would he have become a quarterback who could be your long-term starter? I don't know. But I know this. He never had a chance after he went out there and got the snot beat out of him and never won a game. He never had a chance. And that's where I would have loved to have seen if they had played that year's version of a Carson Wentz or a Gardner Minshew or a Jacoby Brissett.
They had Brock Osweiler on the roster.
I know, and they didn't play him.
They cut him and told him to go home.
And had they done that, I always will wonder what would have happened with DeShone Kizer. Could he have become a viable NFL quarterback? Because he was out of the league, I believe it was in 3 years. I think he was here 2 years and then one in Green Bay.
Yeah, he was in Green Bay for a little bit.
And I don't even remember if it was 2 or 3 years and he was out of the league. And I just think they ruined him. And what I do know is this. They ruined any chance he had of succeeding because they threw him out there too soon. So, yeah, I think a quarterback can improve and get better and be ready. And I give the Browns credit because they didn't put Shadur out there too soon.
Exactly. And the guy that I'm watching on the field looks better than the guy that I watched at any time before that moment.
Yep.
So I can't get mad.
No.
I'm sorry that we rode the roller coaster that led us to this position. I'm sorry that it all went south, and it stinks that we had to sit and watch it. But I think Shadur Sanders is in a better position to succeed right now because of the fact that he sat during the beginning. And I think that's put him in the place.
Went to night school with Kevin Stefanski, apparently.
Right.
Goes into his office and they're breaking stuff down. How can that not help a young guy?
And credit to Bill Musgrave for helping along the way
Absolutely.
As well by getting his footwork in a better place. And credit to Tommy Reese. And credit to all of those guys in between there.
And credit to Shadur.
And credit to Shadur. You're 100%
right. For putting in the work.
Because the guy that we saw in the last start against the Rams was not a starting quarterback in the NFL.
In the preseason.
Yes. Yep. The guy.
The first game, he was pretty good, and the second game was like, ooh.
Right, but even that first game, if you go back and watch the preseason tape, it was legitimately, you will take three steps and throw it to him.
Yeah.
You will take five steps and throw it to him. You can't do that in the NFL during the regular season when guys are scouting you. You need to be able to scan a field. You need to be able to make reads. Your head coach cannot play quarterback. And so far, it has looked better than it did at any other point. And credit to everyone involved, because I think if they would have threw him out there week one or week five,
it could have been disastrous.
Would have been a mess.
And Dan, you could have trashed him.
He would have flunked the test before he had a chance to study.
Possibly. And you could have done with Shador what happened to DeShone Kizer.
And that's not a bad thing.
Nope.
It's not a bad thing.
Not at all. Cleveland's in Cleveland. Welcome.
How are you, Cleveland?
Hey guys, how you doing?
We're all right, Cleveland.
Listen, I just wanted to make a comment and see if you guys would talk about it afterwards. But I just wanted to say, if we have a multi-billionaire owner and he's putting a dome stadium up in 3 years, why wouldn't I get as many quarterbacks as I can to see if I can get it right? And I'll let you guys go with that. I'll talk to you later.
All right, Cleveland. You can only have so many on the roster, but they did bring in four guys and then had up to, what, six at one point this year? I get it. And I expect them, Dan, to bring in somebody else at quarterback for next year. But will that guy be a backup? Will it be a developmental guy? Will it be a short-term starter? I don't know what role that guy's going to play yet. And that's what we were talking about earlier on, which is why I think these next three games could be very, very vital for Shador Sanders.
Mm-hmm. It's going to depend on who is here next year as well.
Calling the shots, yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
And is it Andrew Berry even who's going to be the one putting ink to paper on these contracts? Like, that's going to be the other side of it, too. There is so much in flux with the Cleveland Browns right now that it's very hard to make any kind of an evaluation or decision of what next year's quarterback room is going to look like. Because for all we know, the next guy could come in here and they could go, all right, roll up my sleeves. I want more from Oregon or Mendoza. I want to trade up. I want to get those guys because those are the guys that I think could do this. Then I want to bring on another. And then once I get more, I want to bring in Mitch Trubisky. I don't know. I'm picking a name out of the sky. Okay.
I've mentioned Mitch before for this gig.
I would not want him here. But again, that's a name out of the sky, depending on who you bring in. Like, let's say you bring in Joe Brady. Mitch Trubisky's the backup quarterback to Josh Allen. He likes having Mitch Trubisky there because it means that he can help implement a system. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you bring in that guy because it's.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's nice to have somebody with institutional knowledge. Okay. Now, all of a sudden, you have five quarterbacks on your roster. You're not going to come into camp with five quarterbacks on your roster. Or you're not going to break camp with five quarterbacks on your roster. What do you do? That's the whole thing with this. There's so much in flux with the Cleveland Browns right now that it's just insane. So if I'm Shador, I'm going out there and I am throwing up the best numbers that I possibly can, because not only is that tape for me for next year, it's for Kevin Stefanski now, it's for Andrew Berry now, and it's for whoever the hell is going to be here next year.
And here's the thing.
And the rest of the league.
If you're a Shador fan, this might be not what you want to hear. Best case scenario for Shador next year might be playing for Kevin Stefanski with Andrew Berry as the GM.
Yeah. Institutional knowledge.
Yep. if they bring somebody else in, Dano, it's exactly what you said. Hey, you know what? We're not tied to these guys. We want to move on.
Exactly. And we've all seen that enough times throughout in Cleveland or around the NFL.
Around the NFL.
And actually, I think the path of least resistance and the smoothest pass would be Shedeur Sanders looks good. And we walk into next season and go, all right, Shedeur, you're starting this thing. Kalen Proctor, you're going to be at left tackle. We're going to work with you, get your weight down a little bit. But the skill set is there.
The Alabama guy.
Yeah, Alabama left tackle. And then either Tyson or Boston or one of those guys, you're a wide receiver one. And let's go.
And DeJuan, how's it feel back at right tackle?
Exactly. You're our ex. We're going to go get a guard. Whether we decide to go free agent to get a guard, I don't know. Kevin Zeitler feels like he's on a different team every year. Bring Kevin Zeitler in here.
Bring him back?
Yeah. I mean, Kevin Zeitler feels like the offensive line equivalent of like Terry Mulholland, where it was almost like every year a different team had Terry Mulholland on it. Or Octavio Dotel was the other one.
Terry Mulholland was a Mission Impossible fan, the TV show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because every time I saw him in the locker room, he'd always say, good morning, Mr. Phelps.
All right, I'll derail you slightly. I will never forget. I think it was like the second or third conference call I ever did with you and Andy, and I started it by saying, good morning, Mr. Phelps. And you paused and went, are you happy you got that out of your system? And I went, yes. And you went, good, don't ever do it again.
Terry was an interesting guy. I'm sure he still is, but he was interesting when he played here.
But yeah, bring in one of those guys. Like, that all works, and then all of a sudden your line is in a better position than you thought. Drop Shedeur in there and let him go. I think that's the best thing for the future of this franchise.
And if it doesn't work, you have options. You have options the next year. And I hate to kick it down the road, but I think kicking it down the road still might be the best option that this team has. Might be.
And also, I'm not building for 3 years from now for the Dome, by the way.
No.
Like, if that's your philosophy, then I'm done. And if I'm a season ticket holder and I hear anybody out of the organization say that, it's like, here's my money. Take care of yourself. I'll watch it at home.
How about two or three good years going into the Dome? That's even better.
This is the NFL.
That's even better.
You could turn this thing around in a year or two. This is the NFL.
As Chicago Bear fans.
Heck yeah. It's built for this thing to turn around really fast. And I know everybody's going, it's Cleveland. We've heard that forever.
From 5-12 to 10-4.
Yeah, it happens every year.
Jim's in Solon. Hello, Jim.
What's up, Jim?
Hey, guys. I actually, you kind of stole my thunder a little bit. I think what we're seeing in our quarterback room is the fact that they can't put any more money into that position because of how much dead space there is because of Deshaun Watson.
Sure.
And I kind of want to know from you guys, when do you think this organization will be able to recover from that horrible trade?
Jim, thank you. Dan thinks they're going to cut him. I think he's going to be here next year. And then I don't think he's... Are you ready for this? I don't think he'll be back at the end of the contract. And mainly because I don't think he'd show next year on the field that he's worth the investment that it would probably take to bring him back. And if he doesn't play really well, why would the Browns ever want to bring him back? If he played really well, let's just say Deshaun's on the field next year and plays well, and you wanted to bring him back after that, I would find it one of the most stunning things ever.
Agreed.
I would think that would be stunning. And so I don't expect that. And so the answer to your question is after next year, I think they're clearly done. I don't see any future contract for Deshaun with the Browns.
I know we can all point to Kevin Durant because that's the last Achilles injury I could remember where a guy came back and looked like himself again.
Kirk Cousins looked pretty good the other day.
It's a 2-year injury, right? It kind of takes 1 year to get your footing back and understand what you could do and what you can't do.
Which is what Kirk Cousins is in right now.
Maybe Aaron Rodgers we could throw in there too, but you would never call those guys the level of athleticism that Deshaun Watson was.
Without question.
So not only did he blow it out once, he blew it out twice.
Well, he re-injured himself in the rehab.
Correct. I don't know what kind of impact that's going to have in him coming back. I have no idea. I'm in uncharted territory with this. I just don't think I look at a guy who in a 10-year period has blown off both ACLs, blown out an Achilles twice and had shoulder surgery and went, yeah, that's a quarterback that's going to be in tip-top shape to be able to execute an offense at the speed that the NFL requires.
Although you see guys with injuries come back all the time and do okay. Aaron Rodgers played pretty good playing pretty good football right now for a 42-year-old guy with a bum Achilles.
How many quarterbacks? But he's not known for his athleticism.
No, but he was also always known enough to be able to escape and to create time in the pocket and everything else. And he's doing it at 42, recovered from a torn Achilles. Again, I'm not saying Deshaun's the answer. But if he goes out and ends up playing next year and then plays well, Dana, could you imagine that decision? That thing you've got to decide? Seriously, what if the guy plays next year and is pretty good? We'd all be stunned at that, I think.
I would be flabbergasted.
Exactly.
But I would be flabbergasted.
But what if?
I mean,
would you let him walk away? I kind of think you would, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Except for one thing. Maybe he plays next year and he's pretty good.
I think that is a fantasy land.
I agree with you.
That is not even worth trying to live in.
I agree.
He's toast. Just think he's toast.
Well,
how many rotator cuff surgery quarterbacks have you heard of?
I do too. But if he's on the roster, love what
he's
I heard
get
from
a chance
him today.
To compete
for playing time.
That was all right. I'd feel better if he completed more passes.
Well, he would too, apparently, because he said he just has to complete more.
Yeah. Look, I really don't have much of an issue with how Shador has handled himself. I know there are others that disagree and whatnot, but I think he's done a fairly good job in front of the cameras and the microphones, quite frankly.
I agree with you.
Has he been institutionalized, Daryl? Because that sounds like a guy who was a little, you know... That sounded like a guy who Kevin Stefanski got to with, you know, we got to play a little bit better. I got to complete more passes.
I didn't think that. I didn't get that, Dan.
I got that a little bit.
Or he's just self-aware.
Thank you, Daryl.
Right?
Minigan.
Well, I mean.
He's you know, the completion percentage right now is 52%. The touchdown to interception ratio is 5-6. And he has won one game. So, and they absolutely got obliterated last weekend. So I think that that's, you know, what he's looking at is the fact that he's got to find a way to get the football out faster and get it to his supporting cast. I was going to say playmakers, but there aren't many playmakers on this team, so I'll just say supporting cast.
Rimshot here.
And
insert rimshot.
And give them an opportunity, hopefully, to do something with it. But, you know, this is a good test for him. It really is. I'm not going to subscribe to every game as a referendum on whether or not this guy's going to be able to play in this league. But he certainly, I, at least in my view, he's showing enough to where I want to see more of him. And so, you know,
that's where I am.
I also don't
know Daryl and Dan and I talked earlier in the show. I think these next three games are going to be critical for him because as you said, good test against Buffalo, you'll have a good test against Pittsburgh, AFC North game, and then even Cincinnati. You know, Cincinnati's going to try and win that football game, it seems.
Well, we'll see how interested the Bengals really are in playing that game in Week 18.
But. I understand that, but their plan now is for Joe Burrow to be playing in that game, so that, you know.
Yeah.
But I wonder, you know, I don't think it's enough for Shador to be able to show, yes, I'm absolutely the guy, but I also think that it will be very telling what happens these next three games.
I got news for you. Next year is going to be an audition, too. So
I would agree with that.
Whoever the quarterback is.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask you.
Even if they draft someone in the first round and they play him, like, that's an audition, right? Hey, you got to show us you can do this. That's the way it is. I mean, there is no definitive answer to that position, even in, 2026, regardless of what they do this offseason, hopefully he's able to maximize the opportunity that he's being given now. And then that will inform whatever decisions are made in the off season as to whether or not to give him future opportunities. Right.
Our Cleveland sports reporter, Daryl Ryder, joining us, of course, Daryl, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Denzel Ward also spoke to the media today, which I think is a good sign that he is going to be back this week. Is he the most...
He talked last week, so let's, you know.
Okay. Okay. I'll pump the brakes. We'll pump the brakes.
No, it's listen, that's how I used to be, Dan. Like, oh, so-and-so talks, so that's a good sign they're going to play. Well, that didn't happen last week, so we have to pump the brakes on that one.
Well, it's that time of year. It's good to pump the brakes this time of year. You don't want to blow out a line.
You don't want to blow out anything else.
All right. You don't want anything to freeze.
You don't want to do.
It's good to know.
They're doing enough getting blown out. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Wow. Now that's a rim shot right there.
Response to this statement.
That's a try the veal statement from you.
If you're a Shedeur Sanders fan.
Well.
Here you go. If you're a Shedeur Sanders fan, best thing for Shedeur next year just might be Kevin Stefanski as head coach and Andrew Berry as GM. Yay or nay?
I'm indifferent at this moment.
What do you think the organization
Because I don't know if that's in the best interest of the Cleveland Browns right now either. So that's hard to say, Jeff. I think that there's decisions that are going to have to be made that ownership was hoping not to have to make. And here we are now in December. They're 3-11, soon to be probably 3-12, probably 3-13, and maybe even 3-14 again, right? I think this is a spot where ownership wasn't anticipating being in. It's not just that they're losing games. It's the way they're losing games. They can't do the little things right, okay? They look unprepared. They have the same problems now that they had in week one, and that just goes beyond injuries, the attrition of a season, the uncertainty with the quarterback situation, all that. Like, it just transcends that. You have problems that were created by the front office, and roster deficiencies created by the front office. You have on the field deficiencies created by the coaching staff. So it's hard to answer those questions, Jeff, because I think that the organization is in a spot that they were hoping that they would not have to be in, and that is having to make a determination as to whether or not they move forward with not just Kevin Stefanski, but also Andrew Berry.
If they had 6 or 7 wins right now, we're not even thinking that, are we?
100%. Okay.
Amazing. Amazing, amazing. Do you see a fix coming for the run defense that has become extremely porous in the last few weeks?
Buffalo is like one of the best running teams in the league, so no, I don't. Okay. It's just a bad time, right? It's just bad timing. And then you're like, hey, well, they stopped the run, but they got to stop Josh Allen too, right? So it's almost like pick your poison at this point when you look at that. Buffalo offense, which is just absolutely outstanding in the way that, you know, Josh Allen, it seems ridiculous to say, you know, Josh Allen's playing some of his best football in his career, and he won the MVP last year, right? This is a guy who's completing 70% of his passes. He's thrown over 20 touchdowns this year, which you come to expect that. But this is a Buffalo Bills team that has, I think they got 24 rushing touchdowns, and they're averaging 5 yards a carry. On the ground. Obviously, that starts with Cook. I get that. But Josh Allen has 12 rushing touchdowns as well.
Yeah, sure.
So, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, this is hopefully Denzel can come back, because he literally takes a third of the field away, or a quarter of the field away, by his presence. This is one, I think he's been targeted the least amount in his entire career. He's getting the respect of Darrell Revis. Remember Revis Island? Nobody wanted to throw in his direction. That's what's happening with Denzel right now. Teams just, when he's out there, they're not throwing in his direction. You know, I asked him about that today and said, yeah, even after the game, if they come up, they say, yeah, we just weren't throwing to you today. We nothing was going to go well for us if we tried to do that. And that's obviously a tremendous amount of respect that's being shown to him. This is a pick your poison game, because they have an all-time quarterback, and they have an all-time run game, too.
Daryl Ryder joining us. D, handicap this for me. Offensive linemen on this team who are back next year, in order, if you think that's even more than two or three?
Well, I'll tell you right now, we just talked to Wyatt Teller at his locker, and he seems to have kind of accepted things for what they are. Go ahead, and I'll give you the odds there.
Joel Bitonio?
I think he retires.
Wyatt Teller?
I think he will not be here next year.
By team choice?
Yeah.
Okay. Ethan Posick.
Well, I mean, unless they make changes and the new people say, let's bring him back. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't think that I think if Stefanski and Barry are back, he is not. And then if those guys are not back, I'm not convinced that the new people would say, bring him back. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So Ethan Posick with an injury.
Yeah, probably not.
DeJuan Jones.
I think he goes to the final year of his rookie contract, so he'll I think be here, but I don't have any expectation he'll do much. I have to look at that. I'm having a brain cramp right now.
And unfortunately, the often beat up Jack Conklin.
Yeah, I think the only way he's back is because they have to have him back.
Okay. In other words, there's a lot of work to do there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. Well. Jeff, there's a lot of work to do. This is like the movie Money Pit. That's what this team reminds me of. Like the movie Money Pit. Every time they fix something else breaks, and the whole house needs gutted again.
Was that Tom Hanks and Shelley Long?
Yep.
Yeah.
The tub falling through the floor.
I realize I went deep into the archives on that one, but I think it definitely applies.
All right, buddy.
I don't know who's Tom Hanks. Stuck in the carpet in the middle of the floor after it caved in on him. But I'm sure there's someone in this building that fits that description.
Thank you, bud.
Hang in there, Tiger.
Appreciate your time.
You bet, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.